That was in wonderful double mono there, as we have to sort out a little bit of technical difficulties here. But what we just heard there was Firpo y sus Caribes with Comencemos, which is Let's Start in Spanish. And you can find that off the rare 1973 album Barria Caliente, which translates to Hot Grill. At this point, let's see what I can tell you. There's a mysterious band that came out of Medellin in Venezuela. The album came out in 1973. It's rumored to have Porfi Jimenez playing on it. And the rarity of this album right now is you find one of the original pressings that came out either through Venezuela or Colombia. It's at least $500 on the market. But one nice thing about this song is that it has appeared on a couple compilations as well, too. One of them was a 7-inch as well through Soundway back in 2007. So good evening, everybody in Vancouver. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies, and this is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast from UBC's plentiful community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, in the Vancouver area, as stated. So we're broadcasting to all the ships in Burrard Inlet as the foghorns blast away at the night, wintering the fog, and broadcasting all the way down into, I guess, Ladner, going to Surrey, Burnaby, North Van, North Shore, West Van, wherever you can pick us up. And if you can't, you can always go on the web at www.citr.ca and you catch a stream there. My name's Gak, and I'll be dishing out no leftovers until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. And what else do we have here? You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, yes, Thanksgiving. All done. Hopefully you guys had an enjoyable weekend. Mine was fairly quiet. I had to take care of some work and some other little errands here and there. But yeah, my excitement will be later on as I head off to New York. But this episode, we're going to have a definite Latin tinge. And towards the end of the show, we'll have the score to the recent Argentine thriller, The Secret in Their Eyes. And in case you did walk by the studio, even though the halls here at the sub on UBC are pretty quiet and sleepy, I've been actually queuing a whole bunch of tango music, so that will be part of the middle chunk from about 8 to 8:30 approximately, and we're going to profile Astor Piazzolla's work that appeared in the 1996 Terry Gilliam film 12 Monkeys. So I have to do one quick change here in the background, but what we'll do is we'll prime up something. All these VIF things are, actually, there's a chance here, so hang on one second. Vancouver International Film Festival is still going on. If you have a chance to get downtown, you could probably still catch this.
CineWorks Independent Filmmakers Society, Women in Film and Television, and Praxis Center for Screenwriters, in conjunction with the Vancouver International Film Festival, are pleased to present the 16th annual program of Meet the Filmmakers. This series of informal dialogues and insightful panels of filmmakers in conversation offers the unique chance to glimpse the creative process from behind the screen and through the eyes of some of contemporary cinema's most intriguing auteurs. October 8th at 3:30 p.m. features Sarah McIntyre, director of the VIF feature Two Indians Talking, in conversation with director Scott Swan. October 11th at 4 p.m. sees Aaron Katz, writer-director of the film Cold Weather, in conversation with Patricia Grubin, director of Praxis Center for Screenwriters. October 11th at 6 p.m., don't miss Amazon Falls director Katrin Bowen and Hilma Uardiri, director of Mukhtar, in a panel moderated by Carol Whiteman from Women in the Director's Chair. All Meet the Filmmakers sessions are free and open to the public. Join us in an intimate encounter with film. It's all happening at the Van City Theater Atrium, 1181 Seymour Street.
All right, I think we have everything primed here for your audio enjoyment. And we're going to start off with a little bit of something from Barcelona. So Pablo Díaz Reja is better known as El Guincho, and he's released a few albums to that name. The most recent one actually is, well, the forthcoming one's called Pop Negro. That's coming out through Young Turks, but the one before that was Palmitos Park. And if you've been online, you've probably seen the video for this lead track off Pop Negro. It sort of plays like a Carl Sagan version of hipster soft porn. So, of course, we don't know Pablo Díaz Reja as that name. He goes under the alias of El Guincho. And so from Pop Negro, here's El Guincho with Bombay.
We'll be right back.
Colombia, that was Bomba Estéreo, which of course we can't do in double mono as we started things off, so obviously someone did a good job fixing whatever he needed to. So yes, Bomba Estéreo, that was Fuego. That's off their 2009 album Blow Up, which is sort of a reassembly of their Spanish album Estala, but for re-release in the U.S. And that was the first one as a full band, because otherwise it was just an individual project. And they formed in 2001, mixing a bit of Caribbean, Jamaican, and Brazilian music there, and it sounds phenomenal. But we're going to stick now again with Bogota for this next bit. In English, they're known as the Velvety Ones, but in Spanish, it's Aterciopelados. And they're a duo of Andrea Echeverri and then Hector Buitrago. And they're activists, musicians, with a big string political, women, and environmental bent. They're actually part of Amnesty International, too. But they actually run one of the few rock clubs that is in Bogota. Their most recent album was 2008's Rio. They've done a whole bunch of side projects as well, too. But we're going to listen to a mix I heard on KCRW in Santa Monica a little while ago. And this is Sidestepper's Tigress remix of Rio by Aterciopelados.
Cantemos que regresen los peces. Fiz um par de brincos pra brincar todo dia, todo dia, todo dia. Com a sua impecável e distinta harmonia, harmonia, harmonia. Como se fossem duas notas da simples melodia, melodia, melodia. Um mistério, estéreo que eu te cantaria. Cantaria, cantaria. Pra brincar todo dia, todo dia, com a sua impecável e distinta harmonia, 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 como se fossem duas notas da simples melodia, 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 um mistério, estéreo.
Luciano Nakata Albuquerque, although he's better known as his nickname, which is a Brazilian for indigenous person, that's Kurumin. So that was Kurumin with Mysterio Stereo of his 2008 album, Japan Pop Show. And he had managed to luck out in getting his material released in the U.S. since Blackalicious was in tour in Brazil. And Chief XL, one of the guys from that rap act, heard one of his songs on the radio while touring. And from that point, he said that this would totally fit in with his label, and that was Quantum, DJ Shadow's old label. So they released 2005's Acados e Perdidos, much like Japan Pop Show. So you're listening to CITR here. My name is Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, broadcasting here in Vancouver during the wonderful Canadian Thanksgiving. If you are listening in the States, happy Columbus Day. We're going to jump over now to Paris in the form of Manu Chao. And he's a French singer with Basque and Galician roots, although he sings also in English, Arabic, Portuguese, and Wolof. And he used to have a band called Mano Negra from the mid-80s to the early 90s, but at this point he's solo. And you may have heard this song in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. So from his album Proxima Estación Esperanza, this is Manu Chao with Me Gustas Tú.
¿Qué horas son, mi corazón? noche en La Habana, Cuba.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué hora son, mi corazón? Me gusta la moto, me gustas tú. Me gusta correr, me gustas tú. Me gusta la lluvia, me gustas tú. Me gusta volver, me gustas tú. Me gusta marihuana, me gustas tú. Me gusta colombiana, me gustas tú. Me gusta la montaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la noche, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué horas son, mi corazón? Me gusta su cocina, me gusta
de la mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué horas son, mi corazón? Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta La Coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué horas son, mi corazón?
And you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
We started off the hour with what we believe is Jam Lano Gonzalez, but at this point, nothing was written up on wherever I found this. It was actually a song written by Joaquin Batin, and that was Cumbia Sampuesana. And you can find that off of a compilation of a whole bunch of Colombian music that came out from 1962 or something like that, but this compilation came out in 1997 called Cumbias y Porros. And a cumbia is a two-step rhythm that originated in coastal Colombia that sort of spread through the rest of Colombia, then South America, and even influenced Afrobeat to a certain extent as well, too. And then that last bit we heard there comes from Peru. That was Coco Lagos y Sosorates, and that was the Guajira Bugalú, which you can find off the 1970 album Ritmo Caliente. Dig the piano on that. Good news is that album was re-released in 2007 through an Italian label, so you can find Ritmo Caliente and all of Coco Lagos, that wild multi-percussionist part of the Descargas and Boogaloo scene out of Peru. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Hopefully you all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. If not, you're probably just sitting back right now, digesting all the various treats that were provided to you. Hopefully you're in good company. But enough not, at least I'll be here to provide you with a little bit of some up until 9 p.m. So in the background, we're listening to a bit of tango from Quebec here. This is Cuartango, and this is Milonga Diablo off the 2001 album Macadam Tango. And this actually shapes us up for the next little while here. And most of us know tango is that ballroom dance, has that nice little syncopated bit, the da-da-da-da-da-da. Very elegant, sweeping moves everywhere. And it's been a big part of Argentina and Uruguay scene, but it's extended elsewhere, as we'll sort of listen through here. So we're going to start off with one of the pioneers of tango. There's Roberto Grela and Aníbal Troalo. And Troalo was born in 1914, and played a whole bunch of like predecessors at tango, but he founded his own orchestra in 1937, and he emphasized a nice little staccato and legato type juxtaposition with all the music that he made. So from 1962, what we're going to listen to is something off of the track that Aníbal Troalo y Roberto Grela did, and this is off their self-titled album 1962, re-released last year through Blackground. And we're going to listen to La Trompera. Thank you.
mortal en mi camino y en un café de ciudad me contaste otra vez tu destino.
Last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Badger, Crystal Swells, and Paper Camera.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
All right, and before we heard the ever-important Shindig announcement there, I'll be there. Make sure you go to the Railway Club tomorrow. Before that, we heard, I've blanked out, that was the Gotan Project. How could I forget them? The fantastic Parisian trio featuring French, Argentine, Swiss musicians who mix tango along with beats. And from their 2006 album, Lutanico, we heard the wonderful Celos featuring those wonderful little cafe sounds in the background as the singer pines there. In the background, we're listening to a little bit more of French, although by the way of Quebec. This is by Daniel Almada and Martin Iannacone. And this is from Tango Crash. This is Remix. And let's keep up with the tango vibe here. We're going to jump over to Japan now. And Ruichi Sakamoto was one of the best guys out of Yellow Magic Orchestra. In fact, they're all good guys. But at this point, he's been able to parlay that experience with YMO, that fantastic late 70s, early 80s synth pop band, into doing a lot of score work. So in 1983, we know him for doing Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. And in 1987, he won an Oscar along with David Byrne and Kong Su for their work for The Last Emperor. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a single they released in 1996 through the Milan record label. And here's Ryuichi Sakamoto with simply called Tango. Sin esperar. What we just heard there was a little bit of what's known as Finnish tango. We didn't actually have any singers on there, which is actually highly popular in Finland, since the tango king and the tango queen are the tango singers that call out about the calls to the wilderness, lost loves, everything that was once but no longer is, or at least somewhat unattainable. So what we heard there was M.A. Numinen, or M.A. Numinen, if you want to go properly Finnish, and then Sana Pietanen. Pietiäinen, anteeksi. Sana Pietiäinen, and that was Gangastus. It comes from Finland. You can find this on the Putumayo Tango Around the World sound compilation. Features a whole bunch of music from Senegal, Norway, Greece, Serbia, and Portugal, along with Argentina. Tango in places you wouldn't normally think about. And in the background of all things, we're listening to a tango from a German kid show. So from the Tim Thaler. Soundtrack from 1979. It was a kid's show. This is Christian Bruhn with Devil's Tango. And he's done a whole bunch of cult kids TV series, including the Captain Future cartoon, sort of like a German anime. So stick around. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. You have a half hour more left of me. I'm not sure if you're down with the tango or whatnot, but we're going to get a little bit deeper here. We're actually listening to this was a Vancouver quartet. This is Viveza, and off of their 1998 album, Tango Tango, we're listening to a piece by Astor Piazzolla called Allegro Tangabil. And Astor Piazzolla is one of the founders of what's called the Nuevo Tango movement. He was born in 1921 in Mar del Plata, and he always focused on sort of futuristic tango based on his background in classical composition and whatnot. So he mixed a lot of complex, rich arrangements with the tango sound, since he was born as a bandoneon player, which is the little concertina / tiny accordion that you always hear in a tango sextet, along with two violins, a double bass, and a piano. Of course, you hear two bandoneons usually, but sometimes one of them's good enough. So Piazzolla, he gave soundtracks for 36, 37 films or so. He appeared as a 13-year-old in one of the quintessential tango films, 1934's El Día Que Me Quieras, He's played with Dizzy Gillespie, a host of others. And since we heard Anibal Troilo before, amongst Troilo's great skills was actually finding great tango musicians. And he actually discovered Piazzolla back in the day. But then Piazzolla broke off on his own after the war. And then he stormed the stage pretty well. He sort of set antagonized a whole bunch of older tango fans by mixing this really dense music. So we're going to listen to one track. Actually, I'll just sort of play the track first, but then we're going to dive into the meat of what's left of the show here. But from 1988, this is something called Los Suenos Part 2, as part of an album called El Nuevo Tango de Buenos Aires. But you can find it on the Easy compilation, The Essential Tangos of Astor Piazzolla. So here's Astor Piazzolla with Los Suenos Part 2.
Join the UBC Film Society for their weekly movie screenings in the Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are
How to Train Your Dragon and Babies, playing October 13th to 17th at the Norm.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies!
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
It's just a few minutes away. Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. He is scientifically programmed to help digest any turkey, ham, tofurkey, turducken, whatever begins with a tur. It is well done. So it'll be from 9 p.m. till midnight, Gavin Walker here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And coming up, we have Astor Piazzolla, joined here by the Caracas Chamber Orchestra, recorded in 1982. And this is Suite Punta del Este, the intro, the fugue, and the choral. And this is going to be slated to be about 18 minutes or so. We'll see how much of that we're able to sneak in, since we do have another soundtrack to profile as well. But we'll talk a little bit about this afterwards. But the main thing is that the theme that we're going to hear as the intro was used as reference point for the primary score to 12 Monkeys, the Terry Gilliam film that came out in 1996, dealing with a global infection, some time travel. And it itself was a reinterpretation of a short from 1962 France called La Jetée, which was notorious for being 22 minutes of just still photos with a little bit of a soundtrack, and it was wonderful. So the score for 12 Monkeys was done by Paul Buckmaster. Great little score, very austere, ominous, and whatnot. But the primary source is this theme that we're going to listen to here. So there actually isn't a proper soundtrack to the film that includes the entire thing that we're going to listen to, but the entire 18-minute thing, the 18-minute composition that was used here. So it was Astor Piazzolla with the Caracas Chamber Orchestra, and this is Suite Punta del Este.
Thank you.
Such strange audio quality here, but this is the nature of the beast. This was recorded live in 1982 in Caracas. This was remastered a couple times. This was released in 1996 in conjunction with a whole bunch of other nice pieces that Astor Piazzolla had released, some other tributes, and the theme, the suite Punta del Este, is named after the Uruguayan resort where Piazzolla used to relax. And he went shark fishing as well, too. Obviously, hopefully, he used the entire shark if he did such a thing. But, yeah, not just the fin. So, as you can tell from the first 3 or 4 minutes of what we just heard there, that was used in the 12 Monkeys film as the basis of the score. And we heard the intro and the fugue, and there's a little bit of the choral coming up here shortly. And Astor, unfortunately, didn't survive long enough to make it to see the film at all. Not that he was aware that the music would be used in such a way. He passed away in 1992 in his hometown of Buenos Aires. Not sure if it was in the Mar del Plata suburb, wherever it was, but yeah. If you look at the entire history for Piazzolla, he has written over 1,000 songs. He's been used as a reference point for a lot of modern music in Argentina. And, yeah, it's been a wonderful bit that way. So, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you have a Friends of CITR card, there's a couple businesses that you can use it. Check it out on the drive.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
we just heard The Doubt in the background. It's Passion, and this is by Emilio Calder and Frederico Jusid. And they provided the soundtrack to the film The Secret in Their Eyes, which came out earlier this year. Somehow, I think it made its deadline in time to actually get the Oscar Award for Best Foreign Language Film. And, yeah, fantastic little thriller that came out recently. Of course, 2010. Yes, recent, that is. Featuring a story about a former criminal legal counselor who's writing a book about a 20-year-old case. But obviously it still haunts him. There's some backstory behind that. And apparently right now this has been already the second highest grossing film in Argentina after 1975's Nazareno Cruz and the Wolf. Let's see. Emilio Carrer is a classical pianist, and he's scored many Latin films since 1982. He's also done work on some Hollywood films like The Patriots, Friends and Lovers, and A Place in the World. And he's joined by Frederico Jusid, who's another pianist. He's also done a lot of TV and film work, although most of it being in Argentina, so I can't readily identify what exactly they are. So we're going to listen to a few cues from this film. Fortunately, they're short, but they're nice and sort of austere, very contemplative as well. So in the background right now, we have Crime Scene, and we'll see how many we get before Gavin shows up.
Thank you.
we started off with Crime Scene, then we were Seeking Morales, we just ended up with the letters, and in the background here we have Gomez, all from Emilio Cader and Federico Giussi's soundtrack to the Argentine film The Secret in Their Eyes. In Spanish, that's El Secreto de Sus Ojos, or Hoyos, Ojos, something, has a J. Yes, fantastic little bit of work there. And I'm not sure where Gavin is, but at the very point, we'll sort of wrap things up. If he hasn't shown up yet, we'll get instructions. If not, I have a couple other tango pieces we can queue up. We could try a retake of the song that we started off the set with. And but at the very least, that will be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up when Gavin shows up, it is the Jazz Show with him. And then, after a little bit of overnight magic, at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, join Arthur and Andrea for Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's show, just go to www.citr.ca. You can grab this as an MP3 easily as a downloadable podcast, and you subscribe. Connect it to iTunes, www.citr.ca. So next week, looking like it's going to be some modern classical music, some new Canadian music, some New York City shout-outs, and the soundtrack to Shutter Island. And we'll close up with a bit from Melingo, so from his 2008 album Maldito Tango. We'll listen to Matra de Hoy. So take care of yourselves. Hopefully you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
Cruzando voy por una calle del Vieux Paris, porteño errante tanguero soy, y ancle muy lejos de mi país. Cruzo soñando Plaza Pigalle, siento de pronto la sensación de estar oyendo sentimental la voz gangosa de un bandoneón. Ecos de tango por Rufonten, duendes de arola junto a un bistro. En el Florida canta Gardel y Pizarro talla desde el garrón. Aquel Montmartre no existe más, barrio de tango y rendezvous. La bruma avanza del bulevar sobre mi sueño de juventud. Soñando Plaza Pigalle, siento de pronto la sensación de estar oyendo sentimental la voz gangosa de un bandoneón. De estar oyendo sentimental la voz gangosa de un bandoneón.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
If you haven't guessed where you are right now, you probably have eaten too much turkey and drunk too much wine. This is CITR FM and Cable, 101.9. Coming up very soon is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and we are also on the web, www.citr.ca.